Welcome, everyone, back to the Fantasy Football Profit Podcast. I'm Craig Phillips, joined as always by Jeff Torrey. And today we're going to continue talking about the free agency moves and what they mean for fantasy in 2024. Last episode, we talked about winners. This time we're going to talk about not losers. I didn't want to call losers because I don't think these are necessarily losers. I just think it's some of these situations first thoughts are I'm avoiding, just avoiding in general. Maybe the players, maybe this, where the offenses, all of that. So that's how I'm going to approach this. And I have a few names. First one I'm going to bring up is Pittsburgh. I actually like Russell Wilson going there for football like purposes, right? Like, I think this makes sense. I think they're going to probably be good. I think Russell Wilson is good enough. I mean, Pittsburgh has been good enough with nothing there since Roethlisberger. I think this is a good football move for the Steelers. I don't think I'm going to buy into anything fantasy-wise on this team. Not Russ, definitely not, because I don't think he's going to do much. I think they're going to have a split backfield yet, Najee and Jalen Warren. And I think Jalen Warren's better, but I don't think that's going to happen. And what, they just trade away, in my mind, their best receiver, Diontae Johnson. So they have Pickens left. I think Diontae Johnson was better. It's kind of interesting. I don't know what you're going to do. And then to top it off, their offense coordinator's name is Arthur Smith. And I'm not a big Arthur Smith fan. Look at the way Arthur Smith used that backfield in Atlanta. You might see the more dynamic player and be like, oh, I want to see more Jalen Warren. But no, you're not going to see it. You're going to get Najee. And the thing is, I don't think they're going to be high scoring. I think they're going to be low scoring. But that might work for them. I think they're going to be a decent team, but I cannot find myself drafting any Pittsburgh player. I can't do it.
I'm trying to think. I have a hard time. I'm in it for the most part. I'm not so sure about Pickens. I think that there's a price that I would pay for Pickens because I do think his value doesn't get helped by this.
I mean, you got to throw to somebody. I get.
Yeah, and he had a 1,000-yard receiving year with not a lot going on. I mean, his yards per reception was like 18 yards. It's pretty phenomenal. I don't know. That might just be because they were just chucking it down the field. I think that there's room for him to grow. And Russ, even though he got a lot of crap, but he did actually do a pretty decent job of bouncing back from the year before, which was a disaster. And he still has a very nice deep ball. So I kind of like that with Pickens. But everyone else, I'm in agreement with you. I just can't see anything else working out really. Mm-hmm. And who knows, like anything happens to Russ and then we go to the quarterback battle and that would change the game because, you know,
Fields would
run more. Yeah. And so I'm in it with you.
Yeah. And their number two is like Van Jefferson. They just signed now. That's the number two. If they tried the Diontae trade is weird to me, actually. I don't know. I think he's actually very helpful for them. I don't know. He must have wanted out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what else it is.
Yeah, but I don't really blame him either.
I just think I'm going to avoid the whole thing. And I don't know. I think they're going to be a better football team.
I agree. I actually really like what they did as far as the quarterback situation. They took two guys that they didn't have to give anything up for.
Yep.
And now they get to find out. Like, you have Russ on a 1-year contract. Same thing with Fields. You have a young guy that can be dynamic. Can they feel like they work with him? And if both of them are, if they don't like either mm-hmm. of them and they do poorly, they can draft someone or whatever in the upcoming, in the next year's draft. So I actually love what Pittsburgh did. They kind of made everyone else issues work out for them.
Yep. Another player, or the player I'm going to avoid, is I cannot see myself drafting Aaron Jones. Now, Minnesota Viking Aaron Jones. And I mean, I was always a big Aaron Jones guy. Early on, I still think there's something there. I just don't know about that team. Like, who's their quarterback going to be? Right now, it's Sam Darnold, unless they draft somebody. So it's either Sam Darnold or a rookie who will probably be the fourth. At best, he will be the fourth quarterback drafted. So you're looking at maybe J.J. McCarthy possibly there, which, I mean, I'm a J.J. McCarthy guy, but I don't know how that's going to do for fantasy next year. And I don't know. I mean, they didn't do much on the running game last year, right? And Ty Chandler's there. I think Ty Chandler's decent. I think it's going to be more split. And plus, I just don't know how they're going to be. I don't know how that offense is going to be. Who's the quarterback? Is it going to be Darnold? Is Darnold going to get the start?
I mean, as of right now, he will. I mean, that would give me very little confidence.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. Hey, look, Aaron Jones has been good for a very long time. I really like him. He got hurt last year. He didn't get to play more. He played 11 games. So we weren't seeing him at the height of his game. So it's kind of easy to let him go. He's going to a place where they probably need to establish the run because their quarterback play won't be as steady. I don't know what that offense will look like because you also have three incredibly good pass catching options, right? You have Hockenson, Addison, and obviously, Jefferson, who is, possibly the best wide receiver in the league. No matter who you are, you feel like you can move the ball, but I feel like losing Cousins is a bigger deal than they're letting on. And if you have only Darnold, everything that we have seen leads me to believe that everyone will take a hit.
Well, and that's the problem. That's where it just becomes like, I don't want to deal with those question marks on what this quarterback situation is going to be and how it's going to go. And I don't want
to. Here's my question for you. And the real one, I agree with you on Aaron Jones. I would try to avoid it if I could. What does this actually do for, we'll take Hockenson out of it, but does this actually lower Jefferson? And what do you do with Addison knowing that they'll try to force feed Jefferson before they get to Addison?
I think it does lower Jefferson right now. I think Jefferson last year was the sure thing number one receiver, and he's not going to be that this year. I mean, at this point, do people draft CeeDee Lamb over him? Probably Tyreek over him, I would say. I think they draft Tyreek, CeeDee, and possibly Ja'Marr Chase over him.
I mean, do you go safer and go Amon-Ra?
I mean, Amon-Ra's pretty safe. I mean, he really is. He might. That's a tough one.
I mean, it is not the sexy pick. Don't get me wrong.
That would be tough. That would be tough. But I can see those others going ahead of him now. Amon-Ra would be interesting. It'd be interesting. I mean, I think you do that knowing this is safe. Jefferson should be pretty good. But again, is it Sam Darnold? If it's JJ McCarthy, right? And it could very well be that. I mean, I'm a Michigan fan, so I like JJ. Still. And I believe in him I think he has the potential, but did we actually see it?
And also 1 year. You're talking about rookie year, right?
Yeah. I think JJ's going to take some time.
Whether or not you actually think that he will be a good quarterback is a whole nother thing. Because we also thought, I mean, geez, going back, how many rookie quarterbacks have we seen bite it?
Look at the 2021 class, Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah.
Was number one, right?
No one panned
out. He's the only one who's there because Zach Wilson's not starting. Fields and
Trey Lance
and Mac Jones, right?
All of them bit it. And let's be honest, even Trevor Lawrence, and this is what everyone's discussing. He's kind of an average quarterback.
He's not fully to that generational prospect level yet.
He very much could take the next step, but everyone is, and this is a whole nother conversation, but everyone's cutting bait because they don't want to pay before they hit that, fifth year extension, all that. But you really think that one of these guys that is not going to be Caleb Williams isn't going to be, it would have to be JJ would probably be the best case scenario for them, right?
Yep.
I mean, maybe later on down you go, Penix or maybe Bo Nix or something, but I don't know if that changes my mindset at all, no matter who's there.
I don't think it does.
Sadly enough, I mean, I just have very little faith in Darnold. So I'm kind of like that would still be a little bit better.
I'm saying at their best case, they're getting the fourth best because the top three are going top three. The quarterbacks, they're not right. Getting, obviously, Caleb Williams. They're not getting Drake May. They're not getting Daniels.
Right.
They're not getting any of those guys.
No.
So they're getting the fourth guy, whoever that is. So I think I'm going to stay away from. Honestly, I just turned myself into staying away from Vikings.
Right? And you start wondering, too, is you're kind of like, they wouldn't give up a fourth round for, Fields or something?
Yeah, right.
I mean, man, they must really – I mean, you're in the same division. Maybe they didn't want to do that, but
– I don't know.
Maybe they – I don't know.
So I have another offense that I think I'm going to avoid because I just don't even know. Brought it up before. It's Titans. It's both – it's actually the running backs and the receivers – and partially because, first off, there's a lot of mouths to feed, but is their quarterback any good? Is really the key.
Yeah,
is Will Levis, can he play? I don't know. He he showed sign. He showed some flashes in his first game, and that was it, right? And he was just tossing the ball.
He had one game.
He had one game, and he was just throwing the ball.
And like, to be fair, he was otherworldly. He had like four touchdowns. Yeah, right?
He had a great game, but
they're not like they really game plan for him or anything.
They paid big money to get Calvin Ridley, which again, what did Calvin Ridley had one game too last year? I think at this point,
yeah.
Hopkins is definitely past his prime, mm-hmm. and then you got the Spears Pollard split backfield. And I just, you're going to draft any of these guys?
No, I mean, I'm going to try not to.
No, I'm telling you, the only guy who maybe I could draft out of all of this would be Spears, but I even think he's going to go too high for where I would actually feel comfortable with.
I think, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I think unless we hear some hype, and we might be the mm-hmm. biggest Spears fan. Mm-hmm. Because
I really like the guy.
I do too. And I coming out of the draft too, it was kind of like, oh, he is being overlooked. They worried about knee issues, all that. But he showed flashes there too, but they still went out and they got someone, a big name, Pollard, who should be the number one running back. So maybe he's not quite ready. But I don't think he is going to go for a lot. I would be surprised if Spears, like, crept up enough to be that big of a deal, mm-hmm. especially in auction. I don't think his price tag will be that much, but I could be wrong. All it takes is one big run in the offseason, though, and then everyone will be thinking that mm-hmm. Pollard is over. So I don't know. Well, that's one we have to wait and see, but I agree with you. I think the Titans have always been a rough offense anyway. You had mm-hmm. Derrick Henry, and then you're like, end of list, right? Like, you know, you would go after the QB as kind of like a Tannehill would be a great back end top 10 sneaky pick if you needed to stream or have, you didn't want to spend anything, but that didn't pan out completely in the last few years. I just don't see how it was going to be a very productive offense. So I am pretty off of it as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not the same. It's not Vrabel anymore. So it's all different. It's different, but you know what? Will Levis, I don't know.
I don't think it's with a young quarterback, I don't know how much you can actually change in 1 year.
Yep. So I got one more. Well, actually two more. I'll just say mm-hmm. Austin Eckler, he could be washed. I'm not sure. So because of that, I don't want to say I'm avoiding him. That's why, because if he's low enough, I think I want to take that chance. So yep. I'm not going to put him I just want to throw his name out there because if he was higher, I would say I don't want him. But if he's actually not and he stays lower, he becomes interesting because maybe there's still something slightly there. But he might just slot into that Antonio Gibson role there with the Commanders. So it's just interesting. I don't know. He could be washed. He could not be. I'm not sure. But so yeah, depending on his rank, depends on if I'm avoiding.
I agree with you. He's intriguing because of everything he brings to the game. His pass catching could be very useful in that offense. I don't think that they, I don't think it's an accident they went out and got him. I'm waiting to find out.
Who's their quarterback?
Well, that is a very good question too.
I mean,
but with Eckler, here's the thing. I think that is why, like, Herbert looked, and he's a good quarterback. Don't get on me for that one, but he got really overhyped, right? Everyone thought he was the second coming. And then you're kind of like, oh, it's very easy to dump it off to Eckler and, mm-hmm. and have him, catch for 800 yards or whatever. I'm wondering, I don't think that will hurt him. I do worry about the other talent on the team, like the, Jahan Dotsons and wide receivers that you want to see take one more step. Those are the guys that could be hurt by mm-hmm. that. I think Eckler is kind of like foolproof in a way.
Yep.
But he might not get as many rushes. That might be Brian Robinson. So I don't know how they're going to use him in tandem with all this talent.
They're going to be a tough one because they'll have a rookie quarterback right now their quarterback's Marcus Mariota. We know that's not a situation that'll work.
Yeah.
There's a lot of teams that need quarterback. It's weird. I don't know. All right. So I had one other guy. I debated. I don't know if this is how I feel about this. It's Josh Jacobs. And it's more of I'm trying to figure out what I think of him. And there's different reasons, right? He's had five seasons, but I feel like he's only had one really good season. It was a really great season, right? It was amazing. But out of his five, that's really it. The problem is I don't know how to judge last year. Last year's numbers look bad. He missed four games, I think, but he was at 3.5 yards per carry. How much of that was holdout? Was he just rusty, never got back into it? When he held out and he never really got back in, right? But then you look, I want to think that, but then I look at the 2 years before his breakout, his huge year, and I'm like, he was kind of, there's a reason why he was such a, like a fantasy league winner that year, is because we were kind of giving up on him after three seasons, and then he had a massive year. So I don't know what to do with him. Is he going to be completely the guy in Green Bay, or is it they going to split it with AJ Dillon yet?
Right.
I don't know. It gives me pause on drafting him, but it depends on his rank. That's why I don't know. If he's right now, I think he's like 12. If he stays as a running back 2, I think it's a good gamble.
I think I would agree with you, but I think he will be back end running back 1 when all
that's done. Where I avoid it.
Yeah.
So that's the key for me. Is I'm only going to avoid it because I'm like, what is that last year? Is he only 1 year? Is he a 1 year guy? I think he's better than that. And other people I listen to that know more than I do about running backs, they say he's a good running back, right? Like, I don't think people are out there saying Josh Jacobs is a bad player, but I'm just like, what was last year? Like, and he comes off of 340 carries and he just doesn't look the same. And he held, I don't know. It's a tough one where it's going to depend on if he's your running back 2. Okay. You feel good if he's your running back 2, and you kind of, you're not maybe loving it if he's your running back 1.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel about Josh Jacobs. So I don't want to fully put him there, but those are my guys. Got anybody else or?
No, I think you kind of mentioned most of them. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anyone. Honestly, the big one will be, I almost have to wait until after the draft because I really need to know quarterback situation before I kind of am completely off with some wide receivers out here.
For sure. All right, there we go. That'll do it for this one. Talk to you guys next time.